everyone, and welcome to week three of Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light. I'm Alex Smith, joined by Joe Dolan, the managing editor at fantasyguru.com. Joe, let's jump right into it, and we'll start things off by talking about Ryan Matthews, who had a big game going over 100 yards and catching a 23-yard touchdown against the Jets. Even if DeMarco Murray comes back this week, are you still looking at Matthews as an option for your lineup?
Yeah, I think as a flex option, I think the Eagles really needed to get something going on the ground, and thankfully they did it with Ryan Matthews. Both Matthews and Murray, I think, have said they were more comfortable running from under center. We saw Sam Bradford under center a lot more against the Jets than we've gotten used to seeing from quarterbacks in Chip Kelly's offense. But Ryan Matthews, he came out, he had a big game, something the Eagles really needed from their run game because they hadn't gotten it going at all. However, when the Eagles were bringing in DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews, I thought they could have value independent of each other. I didn't think Ryan Matthews was going to be strictly handcuffed. And I think Ryan Matthews showed that he's a back who needs to play even if DeMarco Murray is healthy and active. He needs to shore up his hands a little bit, but as we saw on that touchdown reception, if he gets the ball in the open field, he's got excellent burst and power, a little bit of elusiveness. I think Ryan Matthews is a really good back, and this game was a great sign. And I think a lot of people are forgetting, Alex, this is a really good defense that the Eagles played. And they moved the ball on the ground. And if you wanted one thing to happen from the Eagles in that game, it was to move the ball on the ground. They did that, and I think a lot of things are going to come and build off of that in the future.
Speaking of the ground game, one of your surprise starts for this week is a running back up in Buffalo, but it's not LeSean McCoy.
If you've noticed, there's a lot of ground games in the NFL, not just the Eagles, who have really struggled this year. And LeSean McCoy's been a guy who's struggled. However, Carlos Williams, the rookie out of Florida State, is not someone who's struggled. He's been phenomenal. He's got a lot of downhill burst. And LeSean McCoy and Rex Ryan both admitted after the Bills win over the Dolphins this past week that LeSean McCoy's hamstring that he hurt in the preseason is not 100% healthy. They are considering sitting down LeSean McCoy, resting him, because those injuries can only get worse if you play through them. Carlos Williams is a guy I would be looking to put into my lineups if I had him. If he's out on the waiver wire, I know the secret was out on him a week or two ago, but if he's out there, you can pick him up and start him, especially if you need running back help.
Joe, for your surprise sit this week, you're looking at CJ Anderson. He's a guy who had a little bit of an injury problem in his last game. Is that why you're so hesitant to start him this week?
No, it's not. I mean, I'm glad he passed the concussion test. The problem is the Broncos just cannot get the run game going. And I've had a lot of people ask me, CJ Anderson, do I drop him? Do I trade him? I say bench him and hold him. Why? Because the Broncos are still searching for something in their run game. It's not like Ronnie Hillman has looked demonstrably better than CJ Anderson. Hillman's only averaging 3.1 yards per offensive touch. Anderson is under that at about 2.5. But the Broncos' run game has been an absolute disaster. And until they find something that works, they're going to keep rotating their backs, and it really limits CJ Anderson's upside. Normally, you'd trust a running back implicitly in a Peyton Manning offense. The problem was this wasn't a Peyton Manning offense over the first couple weeks of the season, and I think Gary Kubiak and Peyton Manning are starting to work together to try to find what's going to work best for this team. Unfortunately, it's the run game that's been lagging behind, and the Broncos, even though they're 3-0, have been totally unable to move it on the ground.
Joe, scanning the waiver wire this week, the Miami Dolphins didn't have a very good game against Buffalo last week, but one of their wide receivers did.
Yeah, I absolutely think that Rishard Matthews has been a guy that Ryan Tannehill has started to trust, and people were latching on to Devontae Parker, the first-round pick, who I still think is a worthwhile stash. They were also latching on to Kenny Stills, a guy they got in a big trade from New Orleans this offseason. But Matthews has been the kind of guy who's just been there. He's been working with Tannehill for years, just a consistently underrated player, plays really well out of the slot, has some good size. He's a guy who's out there. I think he can contribute to you as a wide receiver three, somebody who can you can plug into your lineup if you've got buys or injuries. And remember, the buys start this week.
And Joe, last but certainly not least, any other players that you're keeping an eye on this week?
Yeah, a guy maybe not a lot of whole people have heard of is Thomas Rawls, the rookie running back for the Seattle Seahawks out of Central Michigan. He was an undrafted free agent. His preseason was so impressive that they traded Christian Michael and cut Robert Turbin. So this is a guy they clearly like. He was the first Seahawk running back this past week to run for 100 yards, not named Marshawn Lynch, since 2012. And if Marshawn Lynch is going to miss any time, I don't think it's going to be Fred Jackson. It's going to be Thomas Rawls who's going to get the most carries.
Well, that will wrap things up for week three of Fantasy Spin. Our thanks to Joe Dolan, the managing editor of fantasyguru.com. Be sure to follow Joe on Twitter at FG_Dolan and listen to him on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio. We'll see you next week on Fantasy Spin.